आईसीसी चैंपियंस ट्रॉफी में भारत और पाकिस्तान के बीच हुए मुकाबले में भारत ने पाकिस्तान को 124 रनों से हरा दिया। भारत ने पहले बल्लेबाजी करते हुए 319 रन का लक्ष्य पाकिस्तान के सामने रखा। जवाब में पाकिस्तान की टीम मात्र 164 रन ही बना पाई। कोच नील डिकोस्टा के अनुसार पाकिस्तान के हार का सबसे बड़ा कारण उनकी फील्डिंग रही।
I don't know what pressures they feel on them, but I think they may have got the weather wrong because really, yes, they predicted rain. We know that batting second with Duckworth Lewis can be an advantage, but you know, I'm not sure there was going to be enough rain and it was going to come early enough. And I really think they probably really should have batted and then tried to apply pressure with the bat. With India's batting lineup and with a pretty placid wicket, you know, I think it was adventurous to put India in first.
Right. So, that went wrong. What else went wrong within this game when we talk about Pakistan as a team?
Well, look, you know, Pakistan have always been such an exciting cricket team. We know that, you know, they're full of naturally gifted players, but, you know, I still feeling and being, you know, I guess being a development coach, I still feel like their fielding fundamentals and game awareness is still soft, you know. And, you know, at these level, at high pressure situations against the best teams, we saw, you know, a lot of catches that really should have been taken, you know, at that standard. That, you know, they're match changing. You drop Yuvraj Singh early, you know, and he's going to punish you, you know, in a low amount of balls, which he did.
Yes, but having you know, talking about the fielding was the same problem when they were here in Australia. They had about 5-6 months in between that, or whatever time they had. Why things?
Yeah, but I think that's the point. I mean, they actually I was actually at one of their training sessions. They trained out at Campbelltown, and I saw them go through their paces. And I can assure you, you know, and I know everyone out there thinks that, you know, obviously they don't put enough effort in. They do. I mean, they probably did about 3 or 4 hours of fielding on that particular day. The effort was there, but I still feel like there's something to do with their junior development program.
That, you know, makes sense.
At home. You know, in Pakistan, they need to improve their program with their junior development in that area. So, there's no doubt about it because, you know, you do that as a junior, it certainly makes you a much better senior player.
So you're saying that the game has changed. These fielding drills has to be taken priority as a young cricketer rather than taking it later in their life.
And it's too late. Yeah. It's too late, and because you don't have that fundamental confidence, you don't have that sixth sense, that second nature for the feel of it. You know, having spent some time in India, we know that they've improved their fielding, their amount of grounds, their academies, their facilities. And, you know, right from, you know, if you're in a BCCI program from sort of, you know, 13, 14 years old now, you know, those facilities are there and the fielding is being put into those juniors now. And you can see that happen in the Indian cricket team, you know. And, you know, obviously countries like Australia, South Africa, New Zealand in particular, you know, you just see that the kids benefit from their fundamentals, a lot of fielding, the better facilities. So the fielding standards are very high.
You being a celebrated coach and done a lot of coaching in India, you have coached Umesh Yadav. He did quite well. As a team, not just referring to Umesh Yadav, how far do you think India will go in this tournament?
Look, I think they've got, you know, they're off to a real flying start, right? So they're a real confidence team. When they gain momentum going forward, they're hard to stop. Their batsmen certainly are enjoying English conditions, and I feel as though that the conditions are going to be quite fair. You see the wickets look quite soft, quite placid, I should say, sorry. So, you know, the Indian top six who are full of confidence, their running between wickets was phenomenal yesterday. You know, they've got absolutely as much chance as any team there as winning it. And I think would have been once a bit surprised to see them in the final. That's for sure. I think a dark horse in this competition will be New Zealand. I think they're playing some really good cricket. Again, they really seem to know they're going to cover really good fast bowlers who are, you know, really, you know, getting a head up of steam. And again, you know, with their captain in good form, Williamson, you know, they could do anything.
Thank you, Neil. And once again, congrats. Your cadet, Umesh Yadav, did well, really well yesterday.
Fine young man. Great to see him doing well. Thanks, mate.
Thank you. Thank you.